This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 31st, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Emotions are still running high after a Senate hearing yesterday on the USDA's reorganization plan. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says the plan is in line with her goals for USDA.
I have been fighting to get our bureaucrats back to work. Many of them continue to work remotely. I've exposed some underutilized office space and the need to condense and consolidate. And I've called for the USDA to move DC bureaucrats out across the country so they can be closer to the farmers and ranchers they serve.
Yesterday, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran said he was interested to see how details of the regional USDA locations would pan out. Ernst says she's already introduced legislation that would accomplish similar goals.
My Swamp Act relocates 30% of the DC workforce out across the country. We see that with the prospective reorganization of the USDA and moving workers into hubs across the country. And then my For Sale Act sells vacant DC buildings and generates hundreds of millions of dollars for our taxpayers.
Senator Ernst also has introduced legislation to curb state mandates like California's Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Question 3 legislation on livestock. Ernst says the state rules set a dangerous precedent.
It is dangerous, and it's arbitrary overregulation. It has devastated family farms in Iowa. Prop 12 has been fueling market consolidation, and with all of that in consideration, what it does, it increases food costs.
Ernst says the judicial system left the fix to the hands of the U.S. Congress.
We know the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the challenge to Prop 12 in 2023, but what its decision did was open the door for congressional action. So this April, I've introduced the Food Security and Farm Protection Act, and it would block Prop 12 by prohibiting any state or local government from interfering with our ag practices in another state. I am all about this. We've got to stop this. We don't want a patchwork of laws and regulations that are determining or telling us how we are going to raise our livestock.
Ernst says the state mandates are not founded on approved science or research from land-grant universities.
With guidance that comes from experts at Iowa State University, which is a leader in animal husbandry, you know, we know that we are treating our animals right and we are producing good food for Americans. There is no science behind what Prop 12 is calling for. The way I describe this to folks when we're talking about it, you know, a lot of different groups, it's like, yeah, a person strolling down Rodeo Drive in Hollywood, what are you kidding me? They know how better to raise our livestock than people that are educated through some of the greatest land-grant universities in the Midwest do.
Ernst says a logical vehicle is the new farm bill, but she says she'll work with leadership to find a legislative tool to approve her proposal.
Well, if we have a farm bill, I hope sooner rather than later. I can't guarantee a time frame. You know, jeepers, we've thought the past number of years we'd get a farm bill done. But Chairman John Bozeman has been working really hard on this. So I do hope that we get it over the finish line here. If it's not this fall, then very early in the spring. If it's not the farm bill, then we will have to look at other pieces of moving legislation and find the right vehicle for it.
Today's Job Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.